The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Hand off Elliott, plowing to the goal line. Buried, sacked by Lord. Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it in for the touchdown.
And now, your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Patrick Walker, and Kyle Yeomans.
It's a Say It With Your Chest Friday here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. It is the final Say It With Your Chest Friday of the regular season. We are into playoff Say It With Your Chest Friday, starting as soon as next Friday. But for now, we are going to talk about the Cowboys and the Washington Commanders. Week 18 of the NFL season is here. You know who else is here?
Who else is here?
Patrick Nosey Walker is here.
I do happen to be here, my friend.
Isaiah Standback is here.
Yes, I am.
Chris Beam is also there. Whoa.
You deserve better than the price.
Yeah, you definitely deserve better than that.
Come on, Beamer.
I'm Kyle Yeomans. Glad you're with us. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Fantastic.
I'm good, man.
Yeah?
It's freaking Friday, you know?
It is Friday.
Freaky Friday. Let's get it.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
So we were talking before we got on air about the Call of Duty night we had last night.
Oh, did you get an invite?
I did not.
I did not either.
I was actually
Isaiah did get an invite. He's just trying to make things up. It didn't work out.
I don't have
Patrick, you actually didn't get an invite, and I apologize for that.
Wow.
I'll make sure and send you
some. You got an apology?
Some.
You would have loved my
I'll make sure and send you some.
My KDR is solid.
Your contributions would have been awesome,
right? It's 1.12 right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, so yeah.
Mine's 0.0.
I think Beamer's like a 3.8. That dude is rolling.
Beamer, seriously?
Beamer is next level. His nephew is a little bit more so next level.
My nephew hit a 70 pop last night.
He had 74 kills in a game. One game.
I'm not kidding you. It was crazy.
What's your record, Kyle?
Like my KD?
No, maximum kills. Most kills in a
game. On this game, 35.
35. What about you, Beamer?
Oh, he
actually happened like a couple days ago. It was like 59 or something like that.
Well, we're not talking. Are we talking about Warzone? Not Warzone.
Not Warzone.
Non-Warzone.
Non-Warzone.
We were just running.
We had too many people for Warzone.
We had a full squad of six. We had D-Mac was on it last night.
Barry Church was on.
B Church was on last night.
Yeah, y'all got to get me in on that.
Yeah, we'll get it going.
Isaiah's shaking his head.
We asked Isaiah to come, and he didn't text us.
You know, mouse and keyboard people.
You said you had to buy the game.
Are you the PC?
No. I put my Xbox controller on my PC.
Okay. But he's a PC guy.
You're a PC guy.
Isaiah said, I'll buy the game tonight.
You're mad because I want to use a better CPU.
I'm not mad.
I know you're not.
Yeah. I am a consoler, but I understand the benefits of
I am a consoler
guy.
As well, but I have a very, very pricey freaking computer, and I'm going to use it.
I understand the. Yeah, I get it.
I did try to use my keyboard and mouse.
I just don't have time to try.
I don't have the multitasking abilities.
I've tried.
Shout out to those
that
keyboard and mouse, because I've seen that at an elite level, and that's something else. I'm not willing to commit time to that.
I wish they would come back out with the first Call of Duty.
Just to redo it all.
That thing was awesome. That'd be fun. The best one.
That'd be cool.
That wasn't the best.
Oh, it would.
That's
opinion,
a conversation for
in
another.
My opinion,
that wasn't the
it
best.
Was
one.
Not.
Give me the freaking BMG, baby.
The best one is Modern Warfare 2, the original iteration. The original iteration.
Original Black Ops for me.
Black Ops mine. Over MW?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or no
I liked it better.
And no multiverse.
Well, in my planet, in my multiverse.
Isaiah's,
it's my opinion.
Isaiah
so,
seems
yeah.
like an Infinity Warfare kind of guy.
What?
Wow. That was the biggest insult he's ever thrown at you on this show. All right. For all those that aren't Call of Duty fans, this is Talking Cowboys.
It is.
Let's do some news and notes, shall we? Let's get the Cowboys were back out on the practice field yesterday. They'll have a walkthrough today. And then, of course, take on the Washington Commanders coming up on Sunday.
Final news and notes of the regular season, fellas.
Happy playoff time.
Yeah, happy playoff. But before we get to the playoffs, we do, in fact, have to run through the Washington Commanders' face as Marshawn Lynch would so eloquently put it. Cowboys injury report yesterday. As expected, Tyler Biadasz remains a non-participant, did not participate on yesterday. He is expected to miss Week 18, but he is expected to return with the high ankle sprain or from the high ankle sprain to start the playoffs. Hopefully that remains the case. Kelvin Joseph, who missed on Wednesday with a tooth issue slash toothache, he was back in full capacity on Thursday. DeMarcus Lawrence, limited, which is not a surprise. He's been that for a while, dealing with several issues, but continues to play at a high level. Leighton Vander Esch continues to participate. He was limited as well, but they're ramping him up for the start of the playoffs. LVE said himself earlier this week that he is ready, feeling good, but the Cowboys are not. It doesn't seem like they're going to give him any snaps whatsoever against Washington, just to preserve him for as much as possible for the playoffs. And Tony Pollard, a second consecutive day of being a full participant. He is, in fact, back. Cowboys are not interested in having conversations about resting anyone. When asked if Tony Pollard or how important it was for Tony Pollard to get his 1,000 yards, Ezekiel Elliott said absolutely very important, and he said he will get them. So, obviously, you can't get him if you don't play. Pollard will likely be on the field against Washington. Speaking of Washington, as far as their injury report is concerned, they only had three changes. A ton of did not participate, or DMPs, I should say, again, for a second consecutive day. They moved running back Antonio Gibson. You were asking about Gibson yesterday, Isaiah. He has been moved to IR. So he is done.
It's official tank season.
He is done. And linebacker Nathan Gary, who did not have a practice designation on Wednesday, he was DNP on Thursday. The only person that was a participant was Montez Sweat, and he was a full participant. I don't know if he was just out there running around by himself, but it seems like everybody else has kind of called it these past couple of
quits.
Days. So, yeah, that's the latest on the injury front from the Cowboys. Head coach Mike McCarthy, I asked him specifically about Matt Farniok. How does he look physically back at practice? Does he have a chance to take the field against Washington? He said yesterday, Thursday, would be, quote-unquote, a big day for Farniok. So, obviously, that doesn't disqualify him.
Yeah.
If Farniok looked good at with everything they threw at him, and it sounds like they were going to throw the kitchen sink at him yesterday to test him out, if he looks good, he's got a chance to start ramping up.
I asked him yesterday. I got to talk with both him and Connor McGovern, and we'll have a conversation about this in as we get into the show. But Matt basically told me that it's up to the coaching staff from here on out. He said he feels good, but he also said this is practice number two since he got injured on that PAT earlier in the season. So he was saying, this is practice number two. So he was like, maybe it's probably going to take a little bit of time because, yes, there's a 21-day window. No, you don't have to use all 21 days. However, two is a short amount of time before you throw him back onto the field. However, he said, basically, he doesn't anticipate playing. He didn't say that straight up, but the way that he kind of sounded is that he thinks it'll be Connor McGovern this week, and then he'll work into a reserve and backup role next week.
You know how I'd love to see that handled, if possible? You activate him because you got a spot now.
Yeah, you do.
You wave James Washington. Mm-hmm. So you activate him to the roster, and you see how things flesh out on Sunday. And if you handle your business and this game is more or less over by halftime, early, middle of the third quarter, then you put Farniok in and let him finish out the game. So there's your reps for Farniok if you can execute that plan. So that for me, that'd be money.
That'd be great. And they're not going to throw him out on the field unless the training staff says he's ready. Correct. So if he's out on the field, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a great thing, actually. So good to see. I also asked about which one of you between Connor McGovern and Matt Farniok is more comfortable at center. And it's Connor McGovern, which kind of surprised me a little bit. Because Connor McGovern said, I've played center pretty much my entire life. High school, prep, going into college, played back and forth between guard and center. And then he worked into that role, of course, in a spot duty on Thursday Night Football. Whereas Matt Farniok, he played only tackle and guard through high school and college. And then turned around and they basically said, hey, you're going to be a center in the NFL. At the Dallas Cowboys. So when you switch positions back and forth, Isaiah, which you've done a couple times in your career, how tough is that to do? And I know we've talked about offensive linemen before, but Is it like a riding a bike going back to a position, or do you have to kind of ramp back up and get back into it?
It depends if you're going just down the block or if you're going for an actual ride around through the neighborhood. You need to get your legs back underneath you. You need to your proprioception, your awareness, your expectations, right? Your anticipations, everything that goes along with being good at your job has to get back revved up. It's almost like a doggone diesel that's been sitting, right? You got to let that thing run for a minute, okay? So if you're being interchanged, every so many plays, you can't really get settled in.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
Even though you have the capabilities of playing that position. So I would say the more time that they give these guys to get settled in, if they are going to be snapping the ball, then let them do it. Just don't take them out. Put them in and let that be the guy for the game, because they are going to need a quarter or whatever to really get back into the groove. Okay, that's right. Okay, when I do this, I do this. Okay, cool. All right, boom. All right, I'm starting to get my senses back again. But that's why guys don't like getting swapped in and out. That's why Big Nate Dog hates O-linemen getting swapped in and out, because as soon as you start thinking that you're figuring things out, all of a sudden you get subbed out and now you have to recalibrate again.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of my suggestion on that.
I just lean back on what I mentioned as far as what I would like to see if Farniak is available at all to play the game. You go ahead and you start McGovern, at least for some sake of continuity, considering how you had to finish the Titans game with McGovern at center. And then you go from there, and if it turns out that the game is closer than it needs to be or is supposed to be, then, sorry, Matt, Cowboys are trying to win the game.
Yeah.
So you keep it at McGovern. But if it turns out to be a blowout like it should be, then you get McGovern out of there in the third quarter or at halftime, because you have to understand that with the expectation that regardless of if McGovern is going to be your starting center, because you need at least one more game with Biadasz on the sideline, or Biadasz is ready to come back for Super Wild Card Weekend, assuming the Cowboys don't get the number one spot, McGovern has a ton of value. He's a starter at either center, or he's a starter at left guard. So as soon as you can, if there's a chance to pull him, you pull him. But you don't interrupt that up front. Like that's what I'm not saying. You put Farniak in, and then after about 15 reps, you pull him and put Connor. No, you go with Connor. Let Connor do his job. Establish some kind of fluid, motions between him and Zach and Tyler over at left guard. And then handle your business. And once your business is handled, then you can start having conversations about when it's time, if it's time, who you pull, when do you pull them, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and they do have a center on the practice squad as well. Brock Hoffman is on the practice squad, the 23-year-old out of Virginia Tech. So if they really needed continuity, there's no way they go back to the original line of scrimmage where it's Tyler Smith, Connor McGovern, and then you bring a Brock Hoffman in. In play center to try and keep that continuity, right? No chance that happens, right?
No.
It's going to be McGovern at center.
Yes.
I kind of figured that as much. But
I have worries, Kyle.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have some worries. It's obvious that the Washington Commanders are tanking.
Okay.
So as a coach, what's your approach to this game?
I don't think it's changed from McCarthy's standpoint. No. Is that what you're asking?
I'm not talking about as far as the execution side of things, game plan, all that jazz. I'm talking about what's your mindset in terms of your players.
Put them away.
Yeah.
Don't eat the cheese. I mean, it goes back to the conversation we had against Houston.
Well, I'm saying you still show up and you take care of your business, right? But very much so like the conversation, right? I sat up here and said, hey, if you go up by 30, do you pull your guys out?
Yeah.
It's very much so the same scenario this week.
Yeah.
They're tanking. Call it what you want to say. People are going to say, oh, they're still going to show up and play. Absolutely, the backups were. Okay, they're going to show up and play. All right, and there's no disrespect. They're still in the NFL. I was a freaking backup, right? But it's not the starters. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not the starters. So with that understood, what are you – you don't even have to communicate it, but in your head as a coach, when we get up by this, I start thinking about the playoffs and the health of my players.
Yeah.
That has to be a thought process. Mm-hmm. It absolutely has to be. You can't just say, okay, we're going to go out here – get up by a bunch, and I'm just going to keep my guys in. We're going to play it through because they need the conditioning. Like, no, because you're running the risk now of losing guys off of something stupid.
I agree, but I do think that there's a number
Yes.
For the Cowboys, a Cowboys team that has now relinquished a 14-point lead, relinquished a 17-point lead. Mm-hmm. So if you're up 14-17, you haven't hit your number yet based on how you've played over the course of the season.
Dirty 30.
But if you hit, I'll even say 24. Okay. If you hit 24 or more,
you can afford for some
mistakes. I think that's your number.
That's a three-score lead, but 8-8-8.
Exactly.
So they would have to get 3 2-point conversions. Correct. That's a very lengthy three-possession lead.
So I say 24. I would say 24 is the magic number. If you're up 24, now you can start having the conversation.
But you guys agree there has to be that has to be in his head.
Yeah, I agree.
We can't. I mean, I agree. Realistically, you can't sit up here and say, "Oh, you're just going to play the guys the whole game. It's another game. We need to win." No. Okay, let's be real. These guys are tanking. Yeah, you see them tanking. They're putting guys on IR. They're preparing for the next year. They're trying to protect their guys going into next year. Okay, now where's your thought process? Right. You got to go out there and take care of business. However, when they hit this number to that point, I have to start thinking about preparing my guys for the next week because we have a very important game the following
week. That much more important to not play with your food this week.
Yes.
You go in there, you smash them, you run through their face, you break their spirit early to allow you to be able to hit that magic number so you can start having that conversation. What you don't want to do is play down to your competition here, and now it's the beginning of the fourth quarter, and it's only a 6-point lead, and now you can't have the conversation, and now you're worried in the back of your mind, at least, I really need to escape this healthy now because we might have a playoff game next week. So don't put yourself in that position. You're the not even just the better team, just far and beyond the better team here.
Yep.
Go in there, impose your will early, slap them around, and get up out of there.
It reminds me of Philadelphia last year.
Dude.
It reminds me of that game. Your seeding was almost all locked in, but there was things you needed for a win. If you got a win, it could have helped you. I don't think it ended up helping Dallas last year. I'd have to go back and look. But you need the win to start the dominoes falling, right? And the dominoes can absolutely fall. Arizona could beat San Francisco in a world that probably doesn't exist like this one. It's probably not going to happen. Philadelphia could lose to New York. That is a little more likely, but still not likely at the same point. It's more likely than San Francisco losing. Yeah. You need to win regardless.
You need to go ahead and get it done.
And you said slap them up. Is it more disrespectful to slap somebody or to mush them?
Slap.
You think a slap's more disrespectful than a mush?
I think a slap will infinitely be more.
Sounds like fictional.
A mush is like grab your face and push you into like
that's not as disrespectful. And a good old fashioned open hand slap is still easily the most disrespectful. That's up there with spitting
like a Will Smith follow through.
Yeah, that's almost up there. Yeah, that's almost up there with spitting in somebody's face. Like a good old fashioned.
It's like just a wrist slap. Is that wrist slap more disrespectful or a Will Smith slap? He brought it from the hip.
All right, let's try it. So, Isaiah, I need you to...
I got good form, too. Yeah, I got the... Yeah.
No, I would say slap in that regard.
It's baseball, right? I got the load.
Oh, yeah. Rookie of the year.
But, yeah, so you definitely you want to go in there and just slap them around, and it's on their field. And you already know it's going to be a takeover as far as Cowboys fans are concerned.
Yeah.
You know, Commanders fans have been dejected for years. And even when they weren't dejected, it was still a Cowboys fan takeover for the most part in that stadium. That's why Dak Prescott tends to play well at FedEx Field. That's why the Cowboys tend to play well at FedEx Field. So this should be no different except for in the positive way of the Cowboys are that much more better than this version of the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
So just go up there and this game should be over by halftime, if not sooner, as far as the scoreboard is concerned.
You got to get it done early. You got to get off to a hot start. You cannot. It goes back to the saying we've said all year. You cannot play with your food this week.
Now, this is not to say, let's keep in mind, and we've said it before and again on this show, that defensive front for Washington, Deron Payne, Montez Sweat, those boys are dudes, right? So you might have some problems establishing the run up front, et cetera, but you get a chunk play here, a big play there, and you'll start to see the spirit break. And then once you start to punch it into the end zone, that's when you can start to run away.
Go on vacation.
That might be one of our.
They're already PTOing right now.
Might be one of our key matchups, which we're going to hit on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about who you should be watching between the Cowboys and the 49ers. Plus, we've got one final news and note, and it might be the biggest note we've given all season long. When we come back. Here on Talking Cowboys.
When you build, you start with the foundation. And home ownership is a foundation of a stable future.
The Bank of America Community Home Ownership Commitment has helped over 34,000 people lay the groundwork so far. With up to $10,000 towards your down payment or 3% of the purchase price, whichever is less, the satisfaction of owning your own place can become a reality. Visit bankofamerica.com/homeowner to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, equal housing lender. Credit and collateral is subject to approval. Restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to blackriflecoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talkin' Cowboys on this Say It With Your Chest Friday. Glad you're with us as always. And before we get into some matchups and our biggest news and note of the year.
Say this with your chest.
James Wright is your 2022 Cowboys Fan of the Year. James brings the spice to every Dallas Cowboys game, and now he needs you to help him bring it to the Super Bowl. Vote for James to be given the ultimate title of NFL Fan of the Year presented by Captain Morgan by casting your vote at NFL.com/Man of the Year. So, One last news and note.
Do it now.
It came across while we were in the middle of our first segment, while we were recording this morning on January 6th, 2023.
Let's go.
I'm going to read this straight from Ian Rappaport.
Do it now.
This is amazing. For the first time, Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is addressing the team via FaceTime. The breathing tube is out. He has spent the morning speaking to various teammates on FaceTime, and now he's delivering a message to the entire group, I am told. He is speaking. He is talking. He is cognitive. I mean, God is good. God is very good. And so your prayers, of course, continue because he's still working, but at least you could take the critical out of it, I think. And I'm not a doctor, but that's awesome.
Listen, considering what we witnessed on Monday night and what the worst case scenario even was, because his heart literally stopped, first responders, the medical staff at UC Health, the training staff of both teams, both organizations, players, coaches, just everybody's support in helping to make sure DeMar Hamlin not only was able to regain consciousness, but neurologically intact. He's now breathing on his own, which was something he wasn't able to do as early as 2 days ago. Yesterday, I think it was still 50% ventilator required. He is now breathing on his own. He is no longer intubated. He's talking fan-freaking-tastic. Keep going, DeMar. Still got a little bit to go to get out of the woods and get home. But you talk about massive steps forward in a recovery. And in only a short period of time, this guy's a fighter. This guy's an absolute fighter. And I'd be remiss as a parent if I didn't say, you know, continue prayers and positive light to his mom and you know, just his parents as a whole, because just as a parent, I couldn't fathom what they had to go through this week. So I know she's just all smiles ear to ear. Her baby boy is smiling and talking. So shouts out to the Hamlin family. Your baby boy looks like he's doing very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Can't imagine. But I mean, just that's just unbelievable. I'm grateful for everybody who sent prayers up for him and his support team and everybody who's had a hand in the care of him. The reporters, they did an amazing job as well. Those that have been reporting on it, they've done so with so much empathy and respect for the situation. I just think this has been – there's no practice reps for this.
No.
There's no practice reps.
And now, you know, in the same breath of this, in the NFL with the AFC adjustments that are being made for their playoffs, that now that kind of becomes the headline discussion, and not to say that DeMar won't remain it, and he will remain it going forward. So continue to keep your prayers for DeMar Hamlin. But we can walk and chew gum at the same time. So the AFC, there's a lot to unpack there for those covering the AFC teams, for those trying to understand what's happening there. But long story short, there's a coin toss involved. There's, you know, if Kansas City wins and Buffalo doesn't, and neutral field, so forth and so on. But at the end of the day, the best possible news has arrived. DeMar Hamlin is awake, speaking, neurologically intact, and in good spirits. So I couldn't have gotten better news on Friday.
No doubt.
That's how you set the weekend off.
Yeah, exactly right. And continuing to trend in the right direction. But let's turn our attention back to Cowboys and Commanders. I said 49ers in the last segment. I meant Commanders.
Somebody wants revenge.
I do. I want revenge. I've got the 49ers on the brain.
Let's wait, please.
Yeah. Let's not face them. I don't think it's possible we face them first round.
You.
But
Thank you.
So the Commanders are going to trot out the rookie quarterback, Sam Howell, in Week 18. So the rookie out of North Carolina, who actually Dallas really liked in the draft last year, he's going to come out and really get his first real snaps against the Cowboys. Taylor Heinicke will probably mix in there a little bit between the beginning and the end. But for the most part, I want to know who you're looking at from a matchup standpoint. And I'll start with Isaiah. Who you got?
Our offensive line that we're trying to figure out versus their beast of a D-line.
Boom.
Boom, just like that. That's the reality. Scary Terry. I'd be surprised if Howell was able to have the time to get the ball off to him and give him opportunity. You know, Dotson, get all those guys. Obviously, Gibson's no longer a factor. So
yeah.
I don't foresee them having a lot of success offensively for the Washington Commanders, but I think that their defensive front is still one of the top three in this league. They're complete dogs. So as we're talking about our musical chairs at the offensive line position, it's definitely an area of concern. And if you're ever going to be a test, this is one heck of a test to face this week as you're trying to figure that out.
That's my matchup. Cowboys offensive line slash their rushing attack versus a very, very
stout
elite defensive front in Washington. And Zach Martin said it very eloquently yesterday. He admitted, he said, we've struggled against that Washington defensive front. He admitted it. And
yeah,
he said those guys are just stellar at what they do. So for me, it becomes a little bit more challenging when you lose your starting center, because earlier this season you struggled to get the run game going when you were whole. So for the most part, you didn't have Tyron Smith, obviously, but for the most part you were whole, and you couldn't necessarily get it going there. Now you're asking Connor McGovern to help you do it. Tyler Smith, he's back at left guard, but this is only his first start this season at left guard after having not really taken as many reps there, you know, since training camp. So interior, you're not worried about Zach Martin. I'm not even worried about Tyron Smith on the right edge. I think Jason Peters can more than hold his own on the left edge. But when you start talking about, you know, Daron Payne and Josh Allen, that interior,
yeah,
I'm looking at Connor McGovern and Tyler Smith. Tyler Smith most certainly has the strength to hold up.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going against guys who are masters at their base position, and this is not Tyler Smith's base position just yet. Although, you know, to be TBD, I think it's going to be left tackle. But nonetheless, interior offensive line for the Cowboys, not named Zach Martin, versus a defensive front that's just animalistic. Can the Cowboys get their rushing attack off? Like, because they couldn't really do it in the first matchup. Can he do it now with some musical chairs going on? That's what I have circled.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to move my matchup into the secondary because my original matchup is the defensive line.
Stay with it, Kyle. Don't switch up.
No, I want to say – I want to see what this cornerback group has in store for Sam Howell or Taylor Heinicke against Terry McLaurin. We talked about it a little bit on Wednesday. This is a good test for this cornerback group before going up against the tests in the playoffs. I mean, you're facing a Pro Bowl caliber receiver in Terry McLaurin. You've got Curtis Samuel. You've got Logan Thomas. Dotson. You're not, yeah, Jahan Dotson. You're not going up against Mike Evans yet, but you will. You're not going up against Christian Watson again, but you will. Not saying Christian Watson is Mike Evans, but he did have three touchdowns against you. When you played him this season.
Remember?
Facts. So you've got tests coming up regardless of who you play. This is as good of a wide receiver core as you're going to see down the stretch. I mean, look at any of the other ones, maybe with the exception of Minnesota. Minnesota's probably that one, and Philly. But you've already seen Philly twice.
You don't know if the quarterback can get them the ball. And last time we faced Washington, our defensive line did a great job of getting interior pressure.
Getting after it.
They were doing a great job. I mean, Nova Gallimore had a good job. Actually, Tristan Hill made some good plays that game as well. Mm-hmm. But they were in Big Bo. All our interior guys were getting through the interior offensive line of Washington. So unless they've made some drastic improvements since earlier in the season, I foresee more of the same.
And Sean Wright gets his second career interception.
Ah, a little bold prediction. Yeah.
Said it with my chest. Wright gets another
His first one was nasty.
It was nasty. He climbed the ladder. He went to the pearly gates.
Broke it down.
Yeah.
Go back and watch.
It's on special edition.
Was it on special?
Oh, wait.
It was on Film Room.
No, it was Film Room.
Yeah. We posted it. Is it posted?
It is posted.
It's on there. Go on and check out Film Room on the Cowboys YouTube page.
Isaiah did a really good job of outlining it, but the awareness from Nation.
That's called bait.
Yeah.
Hook, line, sinker.
Boom.
Killed it.
Yeah. I would like to agree with you, but I think it's De'Ron Bland that gets his sixth.
Oh!
I'm never going to disagree with that. That's my defensive rookie.
That's my bold prediction.
That's my defensive rookie.
That's kind of my point, though, is the receivers you're facing are really good. Mm. You're playing good Pro Bowl caliber receivers in a core that's deep. Can the quarterback make the throw? We'll see.
I'll go back on film. I'll go you one. I'll do you
one
better.
Oh, man.
No,
here we go.
I'll do you one better. Yeah. I agree.
I know what you're going to say.
Yep. It's been a few games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
Right? Bland and Diggs all pull down one.
Okay.
One interception for
you're getting
all
crazy, man.
If that happens.
It's three interceptions.
If that happens, I'll buy breakfast on Monday.
You hear it, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a question before that.
Three interceptions for the Cowboys, one for Diggs, one for Bland, one for Wright.
In terms of rookie of the year, okay, we all believe that De'Ron Bland should be rookie of the year defensively. Okay.
Absolutely.
Is it harder to prevent somebody from scoring on you?
I don't think that, by the way.
Versus.
Yeah. Sauce Gardner is better. I don't agree with that. I think De'Ron Bland
is playing better.
He is playing better.
Is he?
Yes, my question. But
Is it harder to get five interceptions, or is it harder to prevent somebody from scoring a touchdown on you? Because that's the comparison, right?
It's harder to get five interceptions.
it's harder to get
this
five
is just
interceptions
me speaking from my cornerback.
But
days.
You can
this
have both and. I mean, Sauce Gardner doesn't have five interceptions, but he's been playing far better than
anybody.
He's a Pro Bowler.
I'm going to give you a prediction. Here's a prediction that's going to bleed into 2023. By the time we're having this conversation at this time of the year next season, you change your mind in that conversation. Bland will absolutely end up being, and not 3 or 4 years from now, effective 2023, because I believe Bland is going to be a starter for the Cowboys 2023. Okay. If he gets moved to the boundary, you're about to find out why Bland is, in fact, better than Sauce Gardner.
That's not true. I'm sorry. I love De'Ron Bland.
And when we come back.
No, you're going to find that's not true. I love you, Patrick. I wholeheartedly
Beamer,
disagree.
Douglas, clip
Sauce
it.
Gardner,
this is the receipt.
Sauce Gardner
this
is
the receipt.
The best rookie in the NFL right now. Okay. And he's January a Pro Bowl 6th. Caliber player.
9:32 a.m.
I'm going to hold on to this like a CVS receipt.
Go for it. I hope you do. I'm going to hold on to it, too. It's going to be super long. You just said De'Ron Bland is better than Sauce Gardner?
Yes. But here's the caveat.
We got to update the standings.
Yeah, we got to go to break.
Yeah, we got
to
get caller.
But you won't realize it until –
Beamer
the conclusion of 2023. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying at the moment there's not enough for you to change your mind, but I'm saying that I see enough and I feel enough about the situation that by the time we have this conversation next January, you're going to be like, damn it, you got it. You're right.
And when we come back. I need to know where these standings are at, Kyle.
Okay, I'll let you know. When we come back with more Talking Cowboys, it's a bold Friday. Say it with your chest, Friday.
Spicy for Bland.
Here on Talking Cowboys.
Spicy for Bland.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
Back to Talking Cowboys.
This is how we country. Country Music's Party of the Year is coming to Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. The Academy of Country Music Awards are always bringing you country music's brightest stars together under one roof. And no one does country like the Lone Star State, like the state of Texas. Witness history on May 11th. Get your tickets at SeatGeek.com. Back here on Talking Cowboys, Patrick Nosey Walker. We've got Isaiah Stamback, Chris Beam in the back. I'm Kyle Yeomans. All right, let's go into DraftKings first, and
freak,
then we'll update some standings. So we've got a chance for you to
win
and play for free for over $1 million with your deposit on DraftKings.com. This is the Cowboys going up against the Washington Commanders. Dak Prescott, $6,600. Tony Pollard, $7,000. T.Y. Hilton, maybe a little bit of a little steal. We put him up there instead of CD. CD's starting to cost a lot because he's been playing really well. $3,400 for T.Y. Hilton. And then the defense and special teams, $3,900, which early in the season, you guys could pick the defense and special teams as your under-the-radar pick. I don't know if you – can you do that still? Can you still do it, Isaiah?
It appears that way based upon this graph.
Yeah?
This template right here. Mm. I'm going with the Cowboys defense. I think they get back on track.
Okay. $3,900.
Yep, give me that for the discount.
What are you thinking, Patrick?
Yeah, I'll take the defense. I mean, I just sat here and predicted three interceptions, one for three different players. I'm not going to – I'm going to keep that energy. Yeah. So give me the Cowboys defense in this one.
Give me T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y., that's a good pick.
I think T.Y. has a better – I mean, he's not going to set the world on fire. He's not going to go for 100 yards.
One catch in his first game, five catches in his second game.
Yeah, I bet you gets about six or seven here.
Seven in his third.
Yeah, maybe up to like 80, 90 yards.
This week.
Get a tutty, yeah.
Give him 89 yards.
Get him a major tutty.
Seven catches.
Why not two,
Beamer? 89 yards and a tutty.
Did you hear Beamer?
What did he say?
He said a major tutty.
Only Kyle's getting my
I got it. I got you, Beamer. I got you. I can't let that one slip by.
Bring home the bacon.
Again, play for free for over $1 million on DraftKings.com. If you're watching, you can see the graphic. If you're listening, Well, you're going to get to hear an update on the standings. Can I get a drum roll, please?
It's not good. It's not good. I can tell.
All right. Coming in last place.
Isaiah.
No, I'm just kidding. So I'm in last still. 44 and 35 overall. One game above me at 45 and 34 is Patrick. I'm right on your heels.
Yeah, that's where you want to stay.
Ooh.
Then there's a little bit of a gap. And then in second place is Isaiah Stanback.
Dang it.
All the fans overtook you.
52 and 27 and one game up in first place right now. The fans at 53 and 26. Last week, Mike in New York, or last time we picked, we didn't pick all the games last week. Last time we had somebody on, Mike in New York, who went 5-1 last year, might I add, went 6-0. First ever perfect week by the fans in the history of our Talking Cowboys fan representative. He was the one with a lot of energy up from New York.
He's not on the phone again, is he?
He's not on the phone.
Make sure he's not on the phone.
We're going to try and do you a little bit of a favor here, Isaiah.
Oh.
Because on the line right now.
That's a terrible setup.
Exactly.
Whoever's getting on the phone.
Well, Anthony in Miami is on the line, and he's looking for some redemption. He went 1-5 back in week two.
Yeah, like Ant. Come on, Ant.
So, Anthony, you're on Talking Cowboys, are you ready for redemption, or are you going to let Isaiah come back and win this thing?
Y'all know me, man. I'm Mr. Cowboy. I'm not saying, but y'all know what time it is. Redemption, baby. Redemption.
There you go. What's up, Anthony? Glad you're with us again. And we've got six games to pick. Let's start off with the one coming up on Saturday night to decide the AFC South. The Tennessee Titans on the road against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Patrick, we'll start with you.
Jaguars all day.
Give me the Jags as well to get the job done.
Give me T. Lawrence.
T. Lawrence instead of T. Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony.
Redemption, baby. Give me Tennessee.
Ooh, trying to pick up a game.
Yes! Can we have him on every week?
noon kickoff.
Andy, this is not how you go 6-0.
It's not. It's too late.
He's trying to.
Hey, he doesn't.
Again.
He doesn't know. He may come back up. He's got. He's got a.
Dobbs is a quarterback, right?
Yeah, he is. Sunday at noon, Cincinnati Bengals at 11-4 taking on the 10-win Baltimore Ravens. Isaiah, we'll start with you on this one.
Cincy.
Let's go with Anthony next.
Cincy.
Give me the Bengals as well.
Yeah, I think the Bengals go in there and handle theirs.
You're kind of wearing some orange today.
Ooh, I am.
A little bit. It looks good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, who's on this shirt, Isaiah?
Fleetwood Mac. Your favorite band, Isaiah.
I know nothing of that. I look like a dub.
All right, this one's going to be fun because it's the Tank Bowl. So, the Houston Texans on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. Who can out-tank who? Anthony, who you got on this one?
Just got to save face. He's going to go with the Colts.
Okay.
Texans.
Isaiah.
Let's go Texans.
Taking the Texans? I'm going to take the Colts at home. I think the Texans want that number one overall pick.
I think their team screws.
Colts can't do Saturday can't do anything right, including Tank. He's going to win by accident.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Now the games that could affect the Cowboys: the Giants on the road against the Eagles. Can the Giants do the Cowboys a favor and help hand them the NFC East, Patrick?
Handle your business, Big Blue. Giants take this one.
Every time I've picked the Eagles. Or every time I picked against the Eagles, they've won. And whenever I picked the Eagles, they've lost. Give me the Eagles to win it.
I like the logic.
Give me the Eagles to win it in this one.
Uh-oh.
Isaiah?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I like the Giants' chances.
I hated how.
I like the Giants' chances, but I think Philadelphia just, even when they mess up, they're still strong. Mm-hmm. So, Philadelphia.
I hated how I said that so emphatically, but it was because I want the Eagles to lose.
I just wanted
to put it back out there. Yeah. Anthony, who you got?
Got to go with the Eagles, although I don't like it. Got to go with the Eagles.
Okay, we're not going to pick Cardinals and 49ers because I think we all know what that one would look like. But the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers Sunday night football.
What did Bart Scott say? Can't wait.
I don't know if I've ever been so excited about a game between 2-8-8 teams.
Blue and yellow.
And, I mean, both teams are rolling. Yeah. Both teams are hungry. Yeah. Is it the Lion hungry or is it the Packers hungry? Isaiah.
I think Lions like cheese, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, I think this week they do. I'm going with Detroit. I like Aaron, but Detroit's they're nasty. They hit.
Okay, give me the Pack. I'm going to take Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. They're playing too well right now.
This is going to be a matchup. Lions are being asked to sweep and keep the Packers out.
Yeah.
Packers are on a hot streak. But you know what? Love me some Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Give me the Lions to keep the Packers out of the playoffs.
Anthony.
Got to go with A-Rod.
There you go.
Make this thing interesting.
It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a really good game.
So standings here. I can't wait.
Okay. We'll see.
I'm just looking forward.
Well, we're heading into the final matchup. The Dallas Cowboys, with a win, can have a chance at an NFC East title and a chance at the top seed in the division. Pray for Arizona to potentially upset San Francisco. It might take an act of God to get that done as well. Anthony, we'll let you start this one off. Cowboys at the Commanders, 3:25 kick on Sunday.
Cowboys, 29-23.
29-23. You're thinking it's close.
Yes, it'll be close. They'll score a last-second touchdown.
Okay.
Who cares?
Okay. I like it. Anthony, thanks for calling as always. Thanks for being a huge supporter. We appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Y'all take care. Happy New Year.
There he goes. Anthony in Miami. Hopefully he has a redemption week for him.
I hope not.
You trying to win this thing.
Yeah.
We'll let you go next.
24-7 Cowboys.
24-7. All right.
Is that all
defense.
You got? Is that all you got?
Out.
That's all.
What you got?
They pulled their guys.
10 points for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
45 points for Dallas.
45-10.
Run through their face.
Yeah. Hot water.
Don't eat the cheese.
Hot water.
Because you're probably going to be seeing some cheese next week at some point. Or maybe down the line. Maybe down the line.
This is
see.
Where you fine tune. This is where
you get it rolling again.
45-10 Cowboys.
I'm going to say 41-20 Cowboys. 40 burgers for everybody. Except for Isaiah. Isaiah doesn't eat 40 burgers. He's got a 27.
Are you giving Howell a couple of tutties, or are you giving one on the ground?
Yeah, one on the ground, one through the air, and then a couple field goals.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So there you go. Cowboys across the board. Appreciate Anthony in Miami calling in, and hope you had some fun with us throughout the week. Hope you'll be with us on Monday, because guess what? It's a playoff Monday edition of Talking Cowboys.
Playoffs?
Wait.
We are finally here. Glad you're with us. Thanks for joining us on Talking Cowboys this week. For Chris Beam, Isaiah Stanback, Patrick Nosey, Walker, I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long. We'll see you on Monday with more Talking Cowboys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!